because we wanted to move our measurement beyond the traditional measurement that had been done in the past, which has not succeeded in showing a relationship between IT investments or information investments and business performance, we decided that we had to move into measuring those soft factors, the issues of individual information management practices and behaviors. To do that, we had to begin to use methodologies that were not common in the IT field. We decided to look at the fields where ideas are commonly measured, such as industrial psychology and marketing, where the concern is measuring what people think about things, and is there a commonality with the way that people think about things. In essence, can a common model be developed, a mental model be developed about what people think on an issue? The particular issue we want here is what factors influence effective information use. We went out and we asked our extensive sample of 1,009 managers what factors influence information use, and then we did, using these psychometric measurement techniques such as confirmatory factor analysis, which allows us to determine, is there a common factor that is present across all managers? We were able to test this using standard measures of reliability and validity to determine that, in fact, a common understanding existed between managers about what effective information use is. That common model included three major dimensions, which we call information capabilities, that being the information management practices, information technology practices, and information behaviors and values. So, and in addition, what we saw was that while they all held each of these dimensions as unique in their mind, they also saw them as a part of a larger measurement concept. That concept is information orientation. Information orientation, in essence, then, is a measure of how good your company is in managing all three of those dimensions.